Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Stuart Stevens' book, It Was All a Lie. Sophie, I gotta say, this one hit me pretty hard.
Hey there, Sam.
Yeah, this book is brutal in the best way. Stevens was a top Republican strategist for decades, working on presidential campaigns from George H.W. Bush to Mitt Romney. And now he's basically saying the whole thing was a sham.
Right. And it's not just a critique of Trump, even though Trump looms large. His central argument is that Trump wasn't a deviation from the Republican Party. He was the logical conclusion. The party was always built on lies and racial resentment.
Exactly. Stevens walks through each pillar of conservative ideology, small government, fiscal responsibility, family values, and shows how the party abandoned them whenever they got in the way of power. The real agenda was always about maintaining a certain social hierarchy.
And he's so honest about his own complicity. He admits he knew the Southern strategy was about race, that the war on drugs targeted Black Americans, but he told himself it was just tactics. Now he sees those tactics for the whole point.
That's what makes the book so powerful. He's not pointing fingers from the outside. He's confessing. He says the party was never a coalition of ideas. It was a coalition of grievances, held together by opposition to a common enemy.
And that enemy was always, at its core, the civil rights movement and everything that threatened white dominance. He traces it all the way back to the Southern strategy, with coded language about states' rights and welfare.
Right.
And he argues that the myth of Reagan conservatism created a false memory. People think Reagan was this cheerful optimist who believed in limited government, but Stevens points out he launched his campaign with a speech about states' rights in Philadelphia, Mississippi, where 3 civil rights workers were murdered.
Yeah, that part gave me chills. The message was clear to everyone who heard it. And that myth served a crucial function. It let Republicans pretend they were a party of ideas when they were really a party of identity.
And that's exactly what made Trump possible. Republican voters had been trained for decades to believe their leaders were selling them out. So when Trump came along and said the quiet part out loud, he didn't need a coherent ideology. He just gave voice to the resentments the party had been cultivating for 50 years.
Stevens is especially harsh on the Republican establishment. He describes colleagues who privately agreed Trump was unfit, but publicly supported him anyway. He says the party's embrace of Trump wasn't a betrayal of principles. It was the fulfillment of its deepest authoritarian instincts.
And he points to January 6th as the logical conclusion. When you spend years telling your followers the system is rigged and your opponents are traitors, eventually some people act on that. The leadership knew what they were doing.
One thing that really stuck with me was his explanation for why so many Republicans still support Trump. He says the party has become a cult of victimhood. The central article of faith is that conservatives are the real victims, even though that's not supported by any facts.
Right? It's about identity, not facts. To admit Trump lost fairly would be to admit the whole worldview is wrong, and that's too painful. So they double down. And Stevens also calls out the donor class. They fund the candidates who stoke racial resentment, then act surprised when the mob turns on them.
He calls it a protection racket. The rich buy protection from the mob they help create. And he doesn't offer a roadmap for reform. He says the party can't be reformed. It needs to be repudiated. The people who built it need to take responsibility.
It's a call for accountability. He's asking his fellow Republicans to choose between their party and their country, and he says those two things are no longer compatible. It's a warning, a confession, and a plea all in one.
The part that got me was his meditation on how easy it is to convince yourself you're fighting for something noble when you're really fighting for something base. He's not making excuses, but he's explaining how intelligent people rationalize their own complicity.
And that's the takeaway for me. We all have to be honest about what we're actually serving. If you want to dive deeper into this book, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month. $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
For me, the one thing I'm taking away is that the Republican Party was never what it claimed to be. The principles were never real. The commitment to democracy was always conditional. And we need to stop pretending otherwise.
Right.
The book's title says it all. It was all a lie. But Stevens ends with a question. What comes next? And he doesn't pretend to know. We'll see you in the next one.